This is Radiophiles, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network Radia. Today we speak to our correspondent from founding member station Radio Orange in Vienna in Austria.
I'm Karl Schönswetter, I'm part of the Radia collective in Vienna. I'm a program maker in this kind of collective, and this is my connection also to Radio Orange, to be part of the content producers.
I'm Barbara Kaiser, I'm also a member of the Radia collective Vienna, and together with Karl I made the show Radia Kund.
Before we delve into the story behind the radio show featured today, can we please have an expert overview of how your station ticks?
Radio Orange will have a 20-year anniversary next year, in 2018. It's a free radio in Vienna. It's the only free radio in Vienna. There are probably approximately 300 content producers, that's what you call it nowadays. They have quite an intensive program. I mean, there are a few empty slots, but apart from it, it's quite full. It's very versatile. Yes, and it's undergoing a little change at the moment. So it still is organized as an NGO, where with approximately 8 people employed that look after the framework of the station itself, and the rest are radio makers.
What does the concept free radio mean in Austria?
There's a charter in Austria which is called the Charter of the Freie Radios, where they declare their concept. There's often a discussion, is it a community, is it a free radio, what does it mean? At the moment, Radio Orange does get subsidy from EU projects, from the city government itself and from the Rundfunk- und Telekom-Regulierungsbehörde, which is the regulator. They have a fund that is supporting all the community of free radios in Austria. As the radio itself in Austria basically derives from a history of pirate radio, and most of it was coming out of the subculture, there was more tendency to call it free radio instead of community radio. Whereas I would say that within the last 20 years, it more and more developed into a community radio than actually a free radio, because basically all of the stations get subsidies in one or the other way.
As Lale mentioned, there's a transition going on right now, because based on the history of the radio and the long time it's already implemented, it's there were different waves of community integration or disintegration, and in the end, I think it was the peak in the end of the year 2016 that the people who made the radio shows were disintegrated at the most critical point, and now it's we hope fully that it will change and is coming back more to a community-based radio, where the people who are producing the radio shows are also seen as part of the radio itself.
Maybe there's one technical aspect that is also interesting, and maybe that's also one of the reasons why we don't identify as much anymore with the radio station, or we did, because there is no need in to be there physically. We can just do the upload of the shows. And in my experience, this makes a big difference. If you don't have to go to the studio anymore to do your show, then now we're just doing the uploads. We did once a live show together, and this totally changed the focus again.
Yeah.
So we are undergoing this process of this participatory processes undergoing, if there should be a change in organization itself, and also undergoing the question of how to re-establish a real social space again as the necessity or the relevance of a community radio or free radio does not seem to be, it's not so much relevant as it might have been 20 years ago. And as in Austria, we didn't have any free radio, we didn't have private radio, we didn't have free radio up until we joined the European Union and were forced to install a radio. So we're forced to break down the monopoly. There is actually a different drive in Austria.
In contrast to other stations in the radio network, the shows from Vienna were always curated by a group of producers.
Actually, right now we are a really big group.
Yeah.
I think we're growing and growing. And now I think we are seven persons. In the radio group Vienna, and it totally changed in the few years since I'm in. We meet each month or all 2 months, and we cook together, or at least we eat together.
Yes,
And it's funny that in the beginning when I was joining the group, it was kind of a tradition to ask artists to produce shows for us. And more it's becoming really part of the group to produce the shows too.
And also the shows, like if the collective was producing shows, it was usually two or three people getting together producing the show and the others supporting.
And I think it's also kind of an attraction. For the younger ones of us, it's attractive to be part of this group to transmit shows internationally.
How does the experimental character of many radio shows sit in the schedule of Radio Orange?
I think it's a peaceful coexistence. Oh, sometimes not so peaceful.
No, it's like the rare reactions we got from listeners, for example, were when they were really shocked, isn't it?
Yeah, fathers who were phoning in because the daughters are confronted with sexual explicit words.
Yeah.
But
or as one who really hated this experimental soundscape. It was a few years ago, do you remember?
Yeah. No.
He really hated it and he wrote a long email.
What is interesting is that we have a rather prominent time slot. We are at 3 o'clock with experimental arts.
In the afternoon.
On Wednesday. On Thursday.
Yeah, on Thursday in the afternoon.
The initial spark for the production of the upcoming radio show was the discovery of a shared geographical history between Barbara and Karl.
4 years ago. We found out that we share this history connected to this village, isn't it, Karl?
Yeah, and we didn't know it before. It is so funny.
Yeah.
I have to go to Vienna to meet Barbara and find out that she is coming from a village next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was in the radio group for a few years, and I think you already for half a year or a year.
No, a year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we had a beer at Karlsplatz, I think.
Yeah, it's a tradition to meet and greet, drink a beer, and so in the night we began to talk about our history, and you were talking about school, and I was going to the public school in St. Radegund, and I said, oh, that's the school my father is renting.
We talked the whole night about the same place and the different histories.
Yeah. And as we were talking the whole night through about this issue, we recognized that it would be interesting to record this session.
And that especially this place was connected and is connected to a lot of memories. on one hand for Karl and on the other hand for me. And when I left this tiny village in Upper Austria, I was, I think, around 18, 19 years old. And I think that's when you and your father, especially your father, came there.
Yeah, my father came there, and it was a really special place for him because he made a studio out of this public school to produce art and invite other people to make workshops there. And it was quite intensive because as my father died, his grave is also there. And I wasn't there at this place for 5 or 6 years. So
and we decided to go there together.
Yeah. So it was the first time from...
Sorry, I interrupted you. It was banned for you, you said.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. For me it was... Yeah. And then we went there together on the weekends. And it was an incredible experience. And I think you can listen to it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
We had a kind of concept before.
Yeah.
And we also contacted the old mayor who was running the place by then. And we could also sleep in the old school. It was my elementary school. And it's a beautiful old building, really close to the cemetery and to the church. And yeah.
How small is a small village?
550 inhabitants, and it's totally isolated. So on one hand there is a forest which is 7 kilometers broad, and on the other side there is the river and the border to Germany. So, and nobody goes there.
Yeah.
And now, radio show number 473, Radiergund by Barbara Kaiser and Karl Schönswetter. For Radio Orange 94.0.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Radiergund. 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 A trip through the timeline of two people who have one common point in their history, both sides of memories and three angles of perspective. Please make yourself comfortable. If you want to prepare a cup of tea, you have 30 seconds left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now enjoy Radiergund, a show by Kaiser Schönswetter for Radio Orange 94.0, das Freiradio in Wien.
Grüß dich, haben wir da eh richtig traurig gemacht. Alles ruhig. Und ich hab dicker und eine Kirche. Oder?
Was ist?
Ich hab dicker und eine Kirche. Und das ist die da. Und da holt. Und da heiratet heute der Klaus. Denn die schon. An die Omen. Thank you.
das war oben beim Hof vom Hofbauer. Mhm. Erstkommunion. Ich bin die Einzige mit dem kurzen Kleid.
Ah, die da.
Genau.
Das war dann eben.
Das ist ja ein cooler
Schritt. Die Feier beim Hofbauer.
What a strange kind of selection in my head. Is it really influencing my personality that I can exactly remember the taste of the cheese sandwich with the hot chocolate I had when I was 7 years old and traveling with my mom? But I have no clear memory of the moment when my sister left our home when I was the same age. Maybe it's only a kind of lottery and it has no special meaning. Hochzeit Griasti Akkordeon. Tropfen mit Kamera. Fotos Ausschnitt 1.
Warst du da zu dem Zeitpunkt schon Ministrantin oder war das für später?
Das darf man erst nach der Erstkommunion. Mhm.
It's an intimate act to share your memories. It also helps you not to disappear. But in the end, you can never really describe the whole situation. And of course, it will never be more than storytelling. Maybe inspired by some autobiographical facts.
And here is irgendwo meine erste Rolle. Genau. Theatergruppe St. Radegund, da haben wir die Geschichte St. Radegunds gespielt. Und ich bin die hinter dem Blumenstrauß. Und da habe ich eine Ministrantin gespielt.
Mhm.
Ideal gecastet eigentlich.
Kuhe, Fotos Ausschnitt 1, Glockenmontage rendert, die Glocke.
zweite, ist die Hochzeit vom zweiten Tag.
Okay, wenn dir die wichtig ist, dann können wir das dann übergehen lassen in meinem Nachhall, oder?
Genau, weil das sind ja die Nachhall.
Genau, nur klingt es bei mir nachhalliger, oder? Weil ich unten war. Weil ich...
Ah, deine Nachhallglocken. Aber das ist das Feld, das du mir gegeben hast. Das ist jetzt das Feld, Glocken.
Sehen die Leiter drüben, führen uns in einen anderen Bereich.
Mit den Transportgurten hier wurden die Holz- und Steinskulpturen mit den Kränen rauf runtergezogen.
Ganz schön fett.
Die halten mehrere Tonnen aus. Das sind von den ganzen Symposien. Die Hämmer zum Beispiel. Da sind ein paar schon weg und ein paar sind noch da. Und haben die Kinder dann immer ihr Werkzeug zur Verfügung gehabt. 20 Hämmer, 20 Schraubenschlüssel, 20 Plastikhämmer, 20 Scharniere. Das sind so Scharniere, mit denen man Bühnenkonstruktionen zum Beispiel.
Glockenmontage rendert. Boden 2. Eftel, Raumbeschreibung.
Und schön ruhiges Klassenzimmer. Ah ja, hier, wo jetzt nicht mehr diese Nische ist, war ein Schrank eingebaut und das war unsere Bücherei. Hier konnte man Bücher ausbauen. Das ist jetzt vielleicht 1,5 mal 2 Meter. Und für mich war das als Kind riesig und ganz viele Bücher. Und natürlich in kürzester Zeit hatte ich alle durch. Das erste Buch war Mein kleines Ich bin ich von Mira Lope. Oder das kleine Ich bin ich? Das kleine Ich bin ich.
Hier drüben am Fenster war das alte Harmonium.
Und man hat gleich den Blick auf den Sportplatz. Gut.
hier haben wir dann eine wunderbare alte Metalltür, die in den leicht streng riechenden Dachboden raufgeht. Im Sommer ist es hier immer extrem heiß und im Winter sehr kalt. Papa hat den Strom sehr wild verlegt, aber es funktioniert. Ja, da ist echt alles noch da. Die Sachen sind alle deswegen in so mehrfacher Ausführung vorhanden, weil das halt auch immer für Workshops verwendet worden ist. Da tausende Pinsel, Kellen, Schwämme. Neu, nach Original verpackt, bitte. Unglaublich. Saugwunder. Da. Meine alte Hip-Hop-Kappe. New York Yankees Kappe. Die habe ich immer aufgesetzt. Und wie ich sie dann nicht mehr so getragen habe, hat mein Vater sie ausgeliehen, weil sie sich ideal.
I wonder if it could be helpful trying to avoid having painful memories. But I don't really think so. Could it work to remember again and again and again, and each time it will hurt a little less? K geht auf den Dachboden vom Fahrwerk. Nightwalk. BI-Ausschnitt.
Also du hast vorhin gemeint, meine Erinnerungen seien wahrscheinlich verschwommener, weil sie aus der Kindheit sind. Und so empfinde ich es eigentlich gar nicht. Ich empfinde sie eigentlich recht klar, die Erinnerungen. Nur weiß ich nicht, wie wahr sie sind, ja? Weil halt einfach der Kindheitsfilter so drüber liegt. Mhm. Und heute früh ist mir zum Beispiel eingefallen, und das habe ich bei den sie ganz vergessen gehabt, dass ich eine dieser Narben, die ich da habe, wieder über der Augenbraue, die habe ich gekriegt mit 4 Jahren. Da sind wir vom Sportplatz gekommen. Mhm. Und ich bin halt so kindheitsmäßig gegangen. Das ist so, das kennt man eh so, wenn man so... Und meine Familie war so hinter mir und ich bin raus zur Schule und direkt vor der Schule macht und dann habe ich einen Blackout und bin aus der Zimmer gekommen.
Nightwalk, BE Ausschnitt, Gespräch KB geschnitten, Fußball radikal.
Ja, bei mir sind die Erinnerungen sicher anders, weil sie halt durch einen anderen Lebensabschnitt reflektiert sind. Also Jugend und Adoleszenz, da nimmt man die Sachen ja schon ganz anders wahr. Mhm. Meine Jugenderinnerungen wären in Jugoslawien, in Pula, wenn wir da die Sommerferien verbracht haben. Und da erinnere ich mich halt immer, wenn wir auf Urlaub hinfahren, dass ich halt den Geruch wiedererkenne oder das Meer wieder entdecke oder beim Schnaucheln halt wieder so Backflashes habe oder so.
Ja. Yeah.
Aber hier ist es für mich einfach so eine ganz bewusste Erinnerung und eigentlich eine... Eine Wiederbegegnung mit meinem Vater eigentlich, weil ich halt merke, wie lebendig er da ist.
Der Pfarrer, der Sepp, hat es in der Kirche verkündet. Jetzt geht es dann bitte alle ins Fahrwerk, weil da ist wieder Ausstellung.
Stimmt, das war dann herrlich. Immer so, dass am Sonntag die Leute dann durchgeschäft wurden.
Ja, die sind immer dann am Sonntag nach der Kirche alle durchs Haus und haben sich die Ausstellungen angeschaut.
Im unteren Klassenzimmer hab ich mal in einem Film mitgedreht, das ist ja lustig, weil mein Schwager hat so einen Diplomfilm für die FH in Salzburg hier im Fahrwerk gemacht, weil eben die Verbindung da war. Und dann habe ich einen Maler gespielt, der ein blaues Bild malt und jeden Strich einzeln setzt von dem blauen Bild. Und ich habe dann am Schluss, das war meine Sprechrolle, war dann, am Schluss habe ich sagen müssen, ich bin nicht nett. Ah. Das war der schwierigste Satz.
Sag's mal.
Ich bin nicht nett.
Es ist schon was Besonderes, wenn ein Ort dort zu Ende ist. Darum ist es auch so extrem still.
Radegung ist ein besonderes Ort. Rasenmäher, Traktor fern, vorbeifahrende Traktor, Flugzeug, Fußball.
Try to get rid of memories that make you feel small or uncomfortable. Try to interpret them in a new way. You can recreate your own history. Of course, this might be difficult for you concerning really heavy stuff, but also little details might help. You change your point of view.
Und das Stiegenhaus habe ich in Erinnerung, weil ich dort immer Sachen draufgeschleppt habe. Da wurden immer die Requisiten von unserer Theatergruppe in den Dachboden draufgeschleppt. Und ich kann mich immer erinnern, wenn die Tournee vorbei war. Dann sind wir mit dem Lastwagen hergefahren.
Und für uns war das Stiegenhaus immer so Kampfzone,
Die Größeren sind von oben runtergekommen. Und ich habe mit meiner Freundin gemeinsam, hatten wir so ein Abwehrsystem, um sie nicht runterzulassen. Und die waren ja alle viel größer als wir. Und damit sie nicht rankommen an uns und uns irgendwie halten können oder so, hatten wir eben so eine Kampftechnik, sehr erfolgreich. Man muss einfach...
Überhaupt nicht.
Ich auch nicht.
Da war ich nie. Der ist irgendwie dann von den Künstlern genutzt worden, die hier zu Gast waren. Glaube ich schon noch. Es sind immer hier Stühle gewesen, aber wenn ich zu Besuch war, dann war ich immer kurz angebunden. Da habe ich nie lange Zeit gehabt, irgendwie mich hier auszuruhen oder irgendwie hinzusetzen.
Gespräch KB geschnitten. Tropfen mit Kamera. Thanks to Annat, Ernst, Gundi, Isidor, Lale, Maria and Sepp. You are listening to Radio Gund.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
It was in the summertime. It was very, very hot this weekend. And it was incredible how loud countryside is when you try to record silence. It was unbelievable hard to get no sound. And for me, especially for me, personal wise, it was also very emotional because it was a place where my father worked, and it was a quite intensive relationship, and I was confronted with ghosts of him, and it was also surprising to see how a man can survive years in a house.
I did not know that. I'm glad that you're interviewing us. I did not know this up to now.
But come on.
What I really enjoyed, and what I had the impression that you enjoyed too, Carl, we really decided that we will do this show with a lot of time. And this was my one and only radio show that I really produced with so much time. And maybe you can hear this time. Maybe that's why it makes it more
slow. It was really a year. It was really a well-planned session.
Mm. Yeah. And this was really so great compared also. It's also okay to do something spontaneously and quickly, but it was really good to go so much into it together. And it was also a nice side effect because we got friends through this collaboration and we met regularly, and it's good. Naja,
let's have a look.
Okay, it takes all the pressure out of it now. Thank you, Sarah. Braucht ihr euch?
Yeah, I need more sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. That's but why we are wearing this headphones.
I have a broom now.
Yes, but the broom doesn't matter.
Do you also have a broom now in your headphones?
Yes.
Can you move it? Is this weg jetzt?
And?
It's annoying. It's,
it's like a tinnitus.
Yeah. No, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Passt.
Yeah. Good.
Hands up. Hands up. Yeah. Yeah, I want to greet my mother.
Yeah, and we want to make radio art great again.
Radio Files is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.